WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions being raised about at least one of President-elect Trump's cabinet choices. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Pete Hegseth, Trump's choice for defense secretary, is fending off allegations of sexual misconduct. The New York Times obtaining a 2018 email written by the Fox News weekend anchor's mother, accusing him of being an abuser of women who belittles, lies, cheats, sleeps around, and uses women for his own power and ego. The Times says Hegseth's mother sent an immediate follow-up email apologizing, adding she had fired off the original email in anger with emotion during Hegseth's very difficult divorce.
Hegseth also accused of mismanaging the funds from two conservative veterans groups he used to run, that according to the New Yorker. Some Democrats critical of President Biden's pardon of his son Hunter when Biden had vowed he would not do that. The president is in Angola right now touting U.S. development in the African nation. He is the first U.S. president in 9 years to visit sub-Saharan Africa. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost has struck down major parts of the law that ban collective bargaining for public sector workers. Last week's ruling would effectively remove the change to state laws that ban public sector union bargaining under Wisconsin's Act 10, which Frost said inappropriately favors certain public employees. The trial of Maxwell Anderson has been pushed back several months. Anderson is the 34-year-old Milwaukee man charged with murdering and dismembering 19-year-old Sade Robinson. His jury trial was set to begin next week, but Monday a judge granted a defense motion for an expert to review an analysis of Anderson's phone. And Governor Tony Evers is asking students and families to complete their financial aid applications for higher education. Through mid-November, just under 34,000 high school students have completed a FAFSA application. That's an 8.5% decrease compared to the last academic year.
Partly cloudy and becoming breezy by late this afternoon. A little warmer today with a high in the upper 20s to near 30. Tonight, breezy 24. Tomorrow, we'll get to the mid-30s with a few flurries and then falling temperatures tomorrow night into Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you. It is 8:05 on Tuesday morning. Don't forget, today is Giving Tuesday. For more information about organizations you can support, go to civicmedia.us/giving. So many wonderful organizations out there. Don't forget about Pathway Homes in South Central Wisconsin, the Friends of the Baraboo Parks, Friends of Baraboo Zoo. All of these organizations help support our local community. Here's Gary Newman. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. That was Gary Newman, Cars, Dave and Emily with you. 8:09 on Tuesday morning. Emily, it's a great day to be out and about.
Yeah, it's nice weather outside. I mean, if we were talking to people from California, they might say that we're crazy, but we are not. We are proud Wisconsinites. And when it's been bitter cold for the last several days and you go out, it's like crazy. It feels like, oh, it's so nice out. Like, it's not nice. But it is December and the sun is out. And, you know, dress right. Go out. Just get a breath of fresh air. Take a little walk, whatever. It feels good. It really resets your brain to get some fresh air. So I appreciate it very much, especially because it sounds like tomorrow we're having some questionable precipitation type of weather. And then
yeah, the
also
S word.
cold. Yeah. So, yeah.
We do have a chance of snow tomorrow afternoon, as Sean Cable mentioned, and gusty winds. And so that's what we're kind of keeping an eye on. It looks like the main part of that storm will stay south of here, but we are monitoring that. Obviously, things can change 24 hours away, but we'll keep an eye on it. But everything looks like it's going to stay south for the most part. But we'll see a little bit of snow tomorrow. But the big thing we're watching is those winds. Up to 40 mile per hour wind gusts, that can blow things around. So if you have Christmas decorations out, make sure they're secure, because Santa's not ready to fly yet.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, make sure your stuff is, attached in a good way, and you don't have anything too light and fluffy out there that could fly away, because it's definitely going to be windy tomorrow and wet. So I'd say get out and enjoy that sunshine today. And then we have some nice weather coming this weekend, too. It's going to be, I think, Dave, you said in the 40s, mid 40s and some
sun.
Sunday, so
yep.
That sounds great. Yeah, that sounds great. So I think that decided it for me. I think we'll do our Christmas tree and decorations, outdoor stuff then, you know, this weekend. That sounds great. Good weather for that. Also, reminder, today is Giving Tuesday. Don't forget to, you can hop through our site and you can also go directly to the Sauk County Humane Society.org, and you can go ahead and give that way. There's all kinds of fun ways to give to the Sauk County Humane Society, so we want to make sure you know about those fun ways. If you have any questions about that, you can reach out to us and find us in the many ways you can. Also, don't forget to text in Christmas card with your name and address and receive one of our goofy but beautiful Christmas cards that we had our photo taken for yesterday, which was tons of fun.
It was.
There's just some really good. Oh, here, Giving Tuesday, visit. I'm sorry, I was waiting to get to the spot. civicmedia.us/giving. And that will give you the information that you need to give to different charities, to give to the Sauk County Humane Society. And also, Dave put up a beautiful Facebook post about that. So whichever way you get your information, we are here to bring you what you need in terms of Giving Tuesday today. So put that on your to-do list, because that's a really fun to-do item.
It is. And that's what we're all about, is we're about having fun and helping others. And we really want to be part of this community. And that's something that we appreciate so much. And we thank everyone that listens and everyone that helps out in the community. We appreciate each and every one of you. And we love doing what we're doing. And, you know, one of the most common complaints about work is not feeling appreciated. That may be a failure of management.
I was just saying segues.
Yep. Or you may not think they care about you. A poll asked people what it would take for them to feel more appreciated at work, and some of this stuff just requires a little bit more effort from management, and this doesn't happen here. We want to preface it with that. We love working here. Our bosses are great. We really do like working here. So this has nothing to do with us, nothing to do with our jobs. We love our jobs.
This is literally just us reporting a message. So this has nothing to do with how we feel about our work. We feel very appreciated at Civic Media. So thank you out there. We also feel very appreciated by our listeners. So thanks to all of you for that. So here's a couple bullet points of what people think that would make them feel a bit more appreciated at work. Personal thank yous from their direct boss. 48% said this would do the trick. I think that's amazing. I mean, it's not hard to do that. You know, if you're in management, it's not hard to do a personal thank you. And by that, you know, just say thank you. Or you could just do a little doodad, a little card or a little email or whatever. It's pretty easy.
And it, you know, and that's the thing. We talk about just being thankful. It was Thanksgiving last week, and it's one of those things that it's so easy. I mean, you can have a boss and just be a complete grump at work, and, you know, if you're doing your job, that's great, but it would be nice if they would say thank you once in a while, because I've been at jobs where you have a boss who just doesn't seem to appreciate you, you know, so that's why working here is so great, and just a simple thank you does that trick. And that goes into Absolutely. Being able to easily communicate with their coworkers and boss is 46%. It's all about communication, right, Emily?
Yeah, it's all about communication. And that's the fact is, you know, if you keep the communication, if you set up, this is how we, you know, communicate so people know, you know, manage those expectations of what's reasonable and what's expected. And then at that point, you know, people can just follow those kind of those guidelines. And if, you know, then they won't be wondering if it's okay to send you a text asking a question or something, right? Like, and every workplace is going to have different guidelines. So just when a new person comes on board, you just set those guidelines out and make it clear what's expected and what's preferred. I mean, some people prefer emails, some people prefer phone calls, right? Or only bring stuff up at meetings or whatever. Just, you know, manage the expectations, give guidelines, and then there's easier communication. Within the easy communication is the, you know, when you have a peer group and coworkers, right, in the hierarchy, being appreciated by your peers and your coworkers, your customers or the public. So, you know, we have a public facing job here for sure, although we do more like a public listening job. But, you know, same idea. You know, we appreciate you all so much and we hear feedback all the time from our listeners. And that is just like this glowy, warm, fuzzy feeling. It's so wonderful. So we sure appreciate that. And it just makes our jobs more happy. So it's super awesome. Number four, this is huge. And this is not always something that, you know, is in the control of the employer, but it can be being paid a living wage or being given regular raises. So even just small raises make a huge difference to the individual and don't make this giant, you know, cliff drop for the employer. So a little bit goes a long way, and it's also a gesture. Having a flexible work schedule, 35% said that would make a huge difference. I think that's big. You know, we lived in a time in which remote work was very much kind of 100% for a while. Now people do a little bit of both. And I think it's just, you got to find out what's going to work for people, right, Dave?
You do. And that's the thing. And we're very fortunate with our jobs that we have here that they do allow that flexibility for us. I mean, we get the opportunity to work in studio, work remotely, or in our case, from two different studios right now as we're working on getting things set up. And they do let us work remotely as well. And I appreciate that. And a part of that flexibility was number five, having a flexible work schedule, 35%. I mean, that is so important. And then we talk about respect for time outside the working hours, again, 35%. And this one's interesting, being empowered to be more autonomous, 18%. And, you know, people do like having that, being autonomous, but you also want that positive feedback as well. And you want to know that your boss does appreciate what you're doing. And not only to hear from your boss when they feel like you're doing something you're not supposed to. And so I think that's the other aspect of it is autonomous is nice, but getting that appreciation and getting, I would say, equal feedback. You know, I've worked for people that just only give the negative feedback. You never hear anything on the positive side of things, and that's problematic. And so you have to balance that. And this one is also interesting. Having a wellness program offered through the workplace came in at 17%. A lot of places do that, but sometimes employees just don't feel comfortable using it because if you're like, oh, that might get back to my boss that I said, hey, I work for this guy who's just a jerk, you know? So I think that it goes back to the communication. What is number nine on our list, Emily?
So company-wide and or team-wide shout-outs. This is 15% of people said that they would like that. I think this one kind of has that. This has more of a what people appreciate personally in this time, because I've been in situations where there's group shout-outs like that. If it's like a kind of a shout, you know, a shout out wall where you have kind of, you can write people little messages on there like, I appreciate Dave for da 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 da, and everyone sees it, right? So I myself as a person appreciate that, but I know there's other people that don't like public thumbs upping. You know, they're kind of like, oh, I don't really want that attention. I don't really want that, you know, people coming around saying, hey, I saw that cool message about you. Way to go. You know, like it makes people uncomfortable sometimes. Some people
revel in
that. So that's a little bit more of like a personal thing. So I think that before anyone would do like a public forum of shout outs, I think the group needs to be asked, like, how do we feel about this? Because it just depends on the personalities of the people. And I know that that makes some people feel uncomfortable. So I love it. But I think that one is kind of more like an ask first situation.
I agree, and because don't like that call out. I'll be honest with you. That's something, it's just, I don't like the public attention of saying, hey, you know, look at this, blah, blah, blah. And so for me, I don't like that. So that's one of the things I will disagree with you on, because I just like a little bit of that. It goes back to being autonomous. You know, I do my job, and I just don't need the public affection, I think, is the way I'm looking to phrase that, maybe.
Yeah. And like, I think, you know, we have healthy disagreements here on this show. I think, you know, need and want or appreciate are two separate things, right? Like I'm saying, I love it because I appreciate it, but I certainly don't need it either, right? So some people, you know, there's different levels of people needing and wanting praise, and also people just appreciating attention, right? So that it's complicated, and that's kind of where that one is. So I think safety wise, if you're an employer out there, either ask people before you do something like that, or just keep it a one-on-one. You know, there's been workplaces I've been in where there, you know, you have a one-on-one sit down with your supervisor or whatnot. And, you know, I do that on my end too, on the other end of the supervisory, you know, relationship. And I think back in the day that was considered a little nerve-wracking, and nowadays it's more like, hey, what do you need to make your job awesome? You know, really that's what it is just asking that question. If you know, if not saying that there's anything going on that's wrong, but just kind of saying, you know, is it awesome for you? If not, let me know what, because it's my job to make your job awesome. And if it's not working out, then we have a different conversation, right? But the one-on-one is just the check-in, and it's not the public display of affection situation. Like that too, is that winning that internal award of the month. I think that's that same vein. It could go both ways of whether or not someone would enjoy that. Someone might feel very put on and embarrassed by that, honestly. So that's an ask before doing that kind of thing, in my opinion.
Oh, I agree. I think you're spot on with that. And, you know, the good news is that overall 55% of workers say they feel more appreciated during the holiday season than any other time of the year. But that's also problematic, right? Because that's the only time you're getting that appreciation. And so you want to be appreciated throughout the year. And I think it's just about being nice to people and treating people nicely. And I think that it goes back to, I'll say this, it's communication. I mean, and don't just rattle off a text message to your employee saying, hey, you screwed up, you know, without maybe understanding the circumstance, you know. And I think that's the important part, is knowing the circumstance, talking, communicating before you just fire off that message. It's so easy to do in this day and age to fire off that text message and going, hey, where are you? You're not at my meeting, or whatever the case may be. And so you want to know kind of what's going on. It's better off just saying, hey, missed you at the meeting. What's going on? Everything okay? Or did something come up? In that type of scenario. So I think it goes back to communication. And it's just, as we always say on the morning show, be kind.
Be kind. I mean, that really is, we try to kind of make that our mantra here, right? Put your best foot forward, be kind, choose joy. And sometimes just take a minute, right? Like, it's so easy to be reactive. And like, I think that, you know, I can speak for myself. You know, you're constantly growing, right? You're constantly learning better communication within your own relationships, within your work relationships, with your kids, with whomever, right? You just know that you keep growing. And if you make, you know, mistakes, or if you are reactive and fire off that text, know that you have an opportunity to engage with that person and say, hey, that was kind of reactive. You know, I'm happy. Let's actually take it back a step. You know, apologize. Apologizing feels wonderful, right? So
it does.
Know that there's always a way to try again and to try a new route of communication. And there's no time in which we're like grown up enough to do it the best. Like, that's just not a thing. You just keep going. So there's room, you know, there's always room for improvement. And it really feels good to have great communication, the kind that you walk away from and you're like, you knew that the people in the room were smiling, you know, or whatever. And you'd like, oh, that feels great. You know, so just when that happens, remember those things and then try that again. Cause obviously the formula worked, right?
It does. And so, and that's a part that you nailed it right there. If you are that boss and go, okay, maybe I did make a mistake, apologize for it before it gets to the point where it's too late. And then all of a sudden you've lost good employees too. And so all goes back to employee retention, treating people fairly. And again, we were just reading what was in front of us today. This has nothing to do with our jobs. We love our jobs here. I can honestly say that this is one of the best places I've ever worked in my whole work career. And we have some great bosses here as well.
Yes, we are lucky folks. And, you know, having, again, contrast and compare, right? It's just great to land in places that are wonderful, especially if everyone I know has been in positions that they don't love their job because of the people. So, you know, I wish those people the best, the people that, you know, made us all walk away from those situations. And, you know, they're always growing too. So I try to keep, you know, everyone gets the benefit of the doubt in my world. Absolutely. 100%, including me. So yeah. You know, you got to give yourself a break sometimes, but nobody's perfect. And speaking of, we're just kind of rambling at this point, but obviously this is an important subject for us. So yeah. This is More Music with David Emily.
Yes,
so we're probably going to play some music.
Yeah, we'll probably should. So yeah, you'll be back with me for calendar days. Emily, thank you so much. Appreciate you being here. It's More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. And the morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy Mackesy, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor, volunteer with a local organization, or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media, proud to support Giving Tuesday and the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin.
By you, I might be as crazy as you say.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you, 8:29 on Tuesday morning. It is Giving Tuesday. For more information about organizations you can support in our area, go to civicmedia.us/giving. This includes in our area, People Helping People, Hope House of South Central Wisconsin, and the Sauk County Humane Society. Also, other organizations in the Sauk County, Columbia County area that you can help support include Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin, Friend of Baraboo Parks, A Grace, Jane's Journey Home for Dogs, the Sauk County Children's Giving Tree, and these are all wonderful organizations in our community that you can help support. And please consider donations to these organizations. Many places today have matching donations. This includes the Sauk County Humane Society, up to $50,000. Go to saukhumane.org to give a donation. Get that donation matched dollar for dollar on this Giving Tuesday. We encourage you to donate if you're able to. It just helps out so many different aspects of our community. I know everyone got done shopping over the past couple of days, but now is an opportunity to give back and help out those in need. Also, as a reminder, Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin will be doing a Culver Share Night tonight. They will have volunteers from Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin at both the Baraboo and Sauk Prairie locations, serving food and running food orders between 4 and 8 p.m. today. Proceeds will be donated to Pathway House. So, great opportunity to help support a wonderful organization and get dinner all at the same time. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Shop name brands without breaking the bank. Here at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, you can be bougie on a budget. We offer quality women's clothing size 0 through 26. We also have designer handbags, shoes, and accessories at everyday low prices. Join us once a month for our bougie night out, where we offer late night shopping from 5 to 7 p.m. along with special discounts and shop our huge dollar wrap. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique, where you can be bougie on a budget, located at 121 5th Street in downtown Baraboo.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place, calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter. She transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff! The 11th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers tip off their Big Ten season at home against number 23 Michigan at the Kohl Center tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. At 8-0, the Badgers off to their third best start in program history. Tip time set for 8 p.m. on Peacock. Marquette climbed to fourth in the coaches' poll, fifth in the AP poll this week. The Golden Eagles also 8-0. They'll play on the road at Iowa State tomorrow night. The Bucks return to action tonight, shooting for their seventh straight victory in Detroit against the Pistons. Both teams 3-0 in NBA. A cup play and tip off at 6 p.m. tonight. Bo Nix and the Broncos capped off week 13 with a win over the Cleveland Browns 41-32 in Denver last night. Nix passing for 294 yards and a touchdown. Cleveland's Jameis Winston set a Cleveland single game franchise record with 407 passing yards in the losing effort. San Francisco will be without running back Christian McCaffrey for the rest of the season. He injured his PCL and will need 6 weeks to recover. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
City weather. Partly cloudy and becoming breezy by late this afternoon. A little warmer today with a high in the upper 20s to near 30. Tonight, breezy 24. Tomorrow, we'll get to the mid-30s with a few flurries and then falling temperatures tomorrow night into Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20. 99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, 834 with Brian Adams.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the five and dime, played it till my fingers bled, was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married, should've known we'd never get.
More 99.7 Max FM.
get up.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you. 8:41 on Tuesday morning. That was the Cars, Shake It Up. Emily, we need to find out what your favorite Daryl Hannah movie is.
Oh, yeah. My little quiz. So my favorite Daryl Hannah movie is, actually, probably I'd have to say, like, favorite movie of all time, which is because it started back then as my favorite movie. I kept that with me as Splash. I love myself a mermaid. So, yep, I love Splash. I think I watched it again recently, and it holds. Some of those movies from the 80s are real cringy, but that one holds because it's just kind of a beautiful love story about people with differences finding each other and finding their place in the world. So, I don't know. It's really sweet, and the comedy is fantastic. I mean, John Candy, all of it. So they did a good job with comedy and rom-com comedies, like especially in the 80s. And that one is just bizarre and so great. So anyhow, love Daryl Hannah, love Splash. Happy birthday to her.
Yeah, and you had John Candy into that. And I mean, it's just amazing movie. So
yeah, definitely.
Well, let's talk about calendar days while we still have a little bit of an opportunity to do that, because we've talked a little bit about Giving Tuesday. We'll probably highlight that one more time. But today is December 3rd and is National Roof Over Your Head Day. Today, we give thanks for what we have, beginning with the roof over our heads. And this was one of my interesting picks of the day, National Rhubarb Vodka Day. Join the celebration to mark a special day for everyone who enjoys a special cocktail. I didn't even know rhubarb vodka existed. All right, Emily, are you still with us?
I'm sorry, are you still there?
Yep, there you go.
Oh, sorry about that. I had a little bit of technical difficulties there. Okay, what else do I see here? December 3rd. I can't believe it's already the 3rd. December's just going to fly by like crazy.
It is.
Goodness and goodness. Okay, so I see Candle Day. I really appreciate that. I love candles. Just got to be safe with the candles. I had some mishaps as a young person and just be safe with the candles. But it is a way to, you know, share a moment with somebody, you know, stock up on your favorite for the lowest prices of the year. This says, and honestly, there's some really amazing like local candle makers and stuff around the area that, you know, in our broadcast area. So definitely check out this, a way to support local business. There's some cool stuff that you can purchase at some of these small stores and that are candles. They bring a really nice scent and a really nice calming feeling to your home. Let's see, what else do we have?
National
here?
Well, Heather Day. So if you know anyone
Heather.
Named Heather,
oh, I love Heather,
and I know a couple. So
Mine
happy National Heather Day. This was
yeah,
my favorite.
Absolutely.
National Green Bean Casserole Day. I would have thought that would have been last week, not today.
Well, I think, you know, we said yesterday was the last day to eat Thanksgiving leftovers. So if the green bean casserole is still, we just had. Ours was still in the fridge. So Rob's like, oh, there's still green bean casserole. So maybe he'll eat it today still. We'll see. He's known to do that. But,
let me know how that turns out.
I think you can still get away with it. I mean, it's canned. It's cream and mushroom soup canned. Like, it's not, it's probably so ready to last forever. I'm sure it's okay. And I really like this one. Let's Hug Day. It'll be fine. Iron gut. Let's Hug Day, December 3rd. Love and warmth by giving out consensual hugs all day. I really like that they put consensual in there because that is definitely something that people enjoy, but definitely only if they want to. So let's keep that in mind. But hugs are really a way to, like we were talking about, how to show appreciation, you know, to people in the workplace. I'm not suggesting hugging everyone in your workplace, but I am suggesting that within your personal life, you know, hugging is a way to show appreciation, you know, without having to use words, which is if it's something that, you know, people are comfortable with each other, I'd say go for it today. Really nice. And they say, this is, you can fact check this, but I'm pretty sure the studies will show if, you know, people tend to give like real quick hugs, which is lovely, better than no hug at all. But if you can do a hug for 15 seconds, it actually changes your internal, like your body chemistry and all the things that are happening with your emotions connected with your body and all of this stuff. Actually, it has the effects of like 3 deep breaths. So that's kind of cool. And it's actually interesting because it's kind of hard to hug for that long. We're just not used to it. So we're kind of you know, running to the next thing, people, right? So keep it in mind.
Definitely. It's also the first Sunday of Advent. So if you got those Advent wreaths out, today's the day to start doing that. And then this one was very interesting. And I did a double take on because I had to double check what this was. Today is National Crate Day, and you're thinking, is a crate of what? To celebrate the arrival of summer, join New Zealanders in enjoying a crate of beer.
I got thrown by that, too. I was like, the arrival of summer. I just, like, skipped that one. I'm like, did we do something weird? But New Zealand, right? It's the other side of the
New
world.
New Zealand.
This is the first day of summer for them, so that's kind of a fun thing to think about. So I guess we can revel in that feeling by having a crate of beer, which, by the way, that's not a case out there, folks. This picture is showing 4 bottles of beer. They do look like big bottles of beer, but only 4, not 24.
So don't overindulge on today. And then the one that I thought was kind of nice was Coats and Toys for Kids Day. So it is a season for giving. Join us in celebrating Coats and Toys for Kids Day. And we're circling back to Giving Tuesday, right, Emily?
Yes, please. So today is the actual, you know, official Giving Tuesday. That means for those of you just joining us, after we have followed these few days of Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday yesterday and the spending there for people that you love in your family, now think about people that are outside of your circle that you can share the love with in Giving Tuesday, which is a day of giving to your favorite or chosen nonprofit or charity. We have ways that you can connect through us to take our suggestions in some nonprofits and charity, which, you know, we kind of have in our circle. You can go ahead and go to, what is the exact website I want to
civicmedia.us/giving or the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page.
Yeah. So Dave put up a really nice post there that you can just See, it's the top post, and you can just click on that, and it will share some of the list of some of, you know, the charities and nonprofits that we enjoy being, you know, partners with and or giving to. And then also Sauk County Humane Society. You know, we talk about the pets of the week every Monday. We really enjoy doing that. They've got a couple of really fun ways to do giving. The cool thing about Giving Tuesday is that there are some, you know, organizations that are able to kind of collaborate with, you know, philanthropers or other for-profit businesses or whomever is, you know, a big donor in their circle. And that donor will then say, any donation given on Giving Tuesday, we will match up to a certain amount. So if you give your $10, they will give the $10 and so on, all the way up to, for instance, Sauk County Humane Society's. If you give today, it's all the way up to $50,000. Not that anyone expects any one person to do that. That's not the point. The point is any donations will be matched. It just has a cap, but it's a big one. So, I mean, they've got their, you know, they've got their goals that they're trying to reach. And today's a day that your money goes twice as far. So consider some of those charities that we've got up on our page or any charity that you appreciate. I guarantee they're all doing Giving Tuesday specials. So just go to their website, go to their social media pages, and you can find something that you can do. And honestly, it can take you like 3 minutes from your phone to take care of this, and it will make you feel different and feel wonderful.
Yeah, and so we want to support all our organizations in the community. Again, you can go to our Facebook page, civicmedia.us/giving, saukhumane.org. They have matching donations for the Sauk County Humane Society. So please consider a donation today. Emily, we appreciate you being here today. You'll be back with us tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. We appreciate all of you listening out there, and go out and find someone to share your love with on Giving Tuesday. Either way, have a super wonderful Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good. It's More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
It is your last chance to stock up at Oakwood Fruit Farm during the winter stock up sale. All remaining apples are buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value. Buy a peck, get a peck free. Buy a bushel, get a bushel free. Choose from several delicious apple varieties, perfect for gifts or winter treats. Plus, don't miss the apple cider, take and bake pies, and famous apple cider donuts still available. Open 9 until 4 every day until the apples are sold out for the season. South of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Don't wait. Stock up before it's too late.
Here's Dr. Nathan Lowe, RAMC child and adolescent psychiatrist.
I really enjoy working with all ages. As a psychiatrist, we work with medications to help with various issues like mood, anxiety, or ADHD, or autism. I'm able to do a lot of therapy for those same types of things. Seeing improvements being made, having a fulfilling, enriched, and a wonderful life, and that affecting the family members around them is the most rewarding part of it for me.
Dr. Lowe is accepting new patients. Learn more at ramchealth.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the first of the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas. Today's deal is a certificate from Cosmic Karma Crystals, located in downtown Baraboo. Cosmic Karma Crystals has sparkling, polished, and raw crystals, spheres, towers, bowls, and a large assortment of metaphysical items such as spell jars and horoscope and chakra sets. Try your luck on a $20 grab bag. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only with the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas.
99.7 Max FM. Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will, we will. Big disgrace. waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
Max FM.
Mr. McGee. get a kick. She won't lightning seeds, you feel like a movie star.